So welcome, everybody. This is the final presentation of day one at the Project 2014 conference, and I'm very pleased to present the experience we had with Hilti, one of the first user organizations using the new project online. My name is Eric Schott. I'm CEO of Campana and Schott, consultancy company dedicated to project management and social collaboration. We helped Hilti to go that way, and I'm pleased to provide a presentation following those four topics. First of all, let me introduce what Hilti especially does. It's quite necessary to understand their background to see what challenges they had for the project online experience. Then in more detail, I want to present some specifics on the project objectives and the specific approach. Together with Hilti, we took an evaluating project 2013. Especially then at a third point, I want to come to some use cases which were most central for Hilti and the dedicated requirements. And then, of course, I love to have a Q&A session with you all. So let me leave some words on Hilti. Hilti is a manufacturing company, pretty innovative. Basically, they are developing and providing manufacturing, drilling machines and other systems for construction professionals. They are based in Europe, and quite in particular, as you can see in the movie, they are in a valley, but this valley is completely the whole country, Liechtenstein, which is one of the smallest countries we have in Europe. It has two times the number of employees Hilti has. So Hilti has about 20,000 employees, where Liechtenstein has 40,000 inhabitants in all. But not all of those 21,000 employees are working directly in Liechtenstein. Hilti is today a globally spread company. One of the interesting things is that they are very customer focused, so there are more than 200,000 customer contacts per day. That's not only via persons, via account managers, and so on, but also via online, via an e-shop, and so on. So they're really close to their market, to their target customers. Basically, you can't buy typically directly those machines, but they are in a kind of way rented, so you're paying by the hour or by the number of drillings you're doing, but not basically buying those machines. So, as you see by this setup, Hilti is a pretty innovative company. They try to speed up their environment or their product development process, and they are split up in five business units, and the whole project online proof of concept and the initial implementation was in one of those business units on special systems and tools. So some ideas, you can see some specifics on the Hilti IT, but maybe more interesting to know is that they were already pretty aware on what's the concept of, for example, Office Online, so providing and consuming tools in the cloud. And so the IT focuses especially the products. They are trying to be an enabler or a process improver for the different business processes. So what you see here, the quite traditional setup of the Hilti IT, we are focusing on those higher application areas over there. So, but now let's go into the details, what we did together with Hilti in the project management area. We decided to have a pretty clear and pretty specified proof of concept within the Microsoft Rapid Development Program. That means Hilti was one of the first really working with Project Online in early 2013. And Hilti wanted to profit from their cloud offerings, so from the Microsoft cloud offerings, and wanted to learn and to evaluate what kind of benefit this cloud offering Project Online could bring them to their business. And they decided that they really had, even in the proof of concept phase, a productive usage of Project Online. So Project Online was dedicated for this business unit on special tools used in their day-by-day business. There were about something like 40 projects which were covered in the very first phase by Project Online. So as professional project management requires, there's also a definition of what's out of scope. So out of scope were anything on evaluating IT landscape or IT infrastructure improvements. Integration questions were kept out of scope. We didn't have a look on the on-premise server installation, which is quite unusual, where typically we have a lot of customers where we do kind of two proof of concepts, and that is Project Online versus Project On-Premise, so the traditional way with a server under your desk to see what solution or what technology suits most the respective customer. But here at Hilti, as I said, they were focusing by the beginning only on Project Online and not on the server. So that's pretty much in it. And now let's have a closer look to the methodology we have chosen.
Yeah, let's
question?
See.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Sure.
Any existing solution in place before going to online?
Hilti, you mean? They were using, of course, Excel. They were using partly Project Client without hooking up to the server. If I'm right, yeah. It was the first time that they introduced server, right? So they're
correct. Yeah, they were using a Project Client standard version. So, and that's it. Yeah.
Also, in this rather small environment, one of the big problem was for Hilti was not so much the technical things, but more the license model. So we were very happy what today was announced on that there are now additional licenses. Hilti made a lot of pressure to a lot of discussions to Microsoft to adopt or to change or enhance the license model, and I'm very happy that to a certain degree that happened right now. Nevertheless, there's one thing Hilti is concerned with. I think we learned from Rob, you have more or less full-time, high-professional, very experienced project managers, or at least that's the way it goes. In Hilti, there is about something like 1,000 up to 1,200 project managers, but about 50% from them are kind of a part-time project managers. And part-time project managers mean they are not all the time working as a project manager. For example, they have a project or two, and then for maybe 6 months or 3 months or 2 months, they're working as a line manager again, and then a new project is coming. And license-wise, that's not so easy to have a reasonable, economic, fair approach to that, because you can't go up and down with those licenses on a monthly basis, for example, especially if those part-time project manager maybe have two, three times a month to have access to their old project or their upcoming project, and then paying the whole the full price. So this is one thing on basis 600-700 part-time project manager Hilti was quite concerned with. So, how did they get there? An interesting thing, when we started it, I was a little bit shy and said, okay, will this work? But I'm pretty happy, especially with all those engineers. We had really a dedicated agile approach to the proof of concept phase. So in the beginning, it was not completely clear what was part and what was scope of the proof of concept phase. This changed during the minor. We had, I think, a very open discussion. So people get used to the system, and then they added new function areas to the POC phase. So we really had those sprints. Adrian, they took about 4 weeks. So what was the average duration of those sprints we had?
Yeah, we decided for about six sprints that we had. Was 2 weeks. I think the last one was a bit longer, maybe 4 weeks. And after 2 weeks, we made review sessions, online sessions. There are also very familiar with the Lync meetings and Lync workshops. So that was quite nice to use all that new technology together with them for implementing project online. Yeah, so 2 week sprints.
Okay. That we had. Basically, we only had 2 on-site workshops, and the rest was done in this virtual, in this Lync environment. Okay, so very pragmatic. We ended up, or we created during that process, this mind map. Basically, 6 main areas on the user permission. One of the, as we learned from Ingersoll Rand a moment ago, this was a very hot topic for Hilti as well. Project center, the overview, resource management with the resource center was one of the aspects. The configuration, it's possible to a certain degree, so it was definitely a topic for another sprint. And then the more conventional things you would expect by talking about project server, the client per se, and the project server, which was new for Hilti that way.
Yeah, getting transparency over the project landscape, also the resource demand, of course, is one major requirement from there. Was one major requirement from their side. Nothing special if you already know project server or project online. These are the features that you will get when you use it. But nevertheless, really important for Hilti as well. Maybe to mention 2 things here that were important as well for them. Regarding the user permission concept with Project Online, you have a, let's say, lightweight permission concept that you can use. So if you know the permission concept with all the several things that you can configure over there, over 100 items that you can check, much easier and much easier to maintain also for the for Hilti themselves. And that was working quite well for them using this new permission mode. And everybody, I would say, who knows Hilti knows that all their tools that they are providing are in red color. This is their theme, let's say. And also for Project Online, it was really important to get this branding and this corporate identity in there. And maybe at a glance, you could say in a first thinking that you maybe have some limitations also for Project Online to bring that corporate identity in there, but that was absolutely fine. Same functionality there that you can use as on the on-premise version. And so they were quite satisfied also regarding the layout and the design of the platform.
Sure.
No, you can use the standard features that come with the tool. So using, it's called themes in there, where you can select colors for menus, top level, second level menus, adding the logo, such things.
So by the way, another interesting point, we have some customers using Project Online only for the proof of concept phase. So they probably know that they are going to on-prem once they decided, okay, we continue with the project server. But as Markus in the presentation earlier mentioned, it's very easy, of course, to set up this. It's literally a thing of some hours to prepare that environment, and then you do the configuration and so on. But to start with Project Online, of course, is quite interesting. If you are done with this relatively condensed way of customizing the whole thing. So as a kind of a little trick, we asked the participants to do their migration by themselves. So just to get, we wanted to get them involved. As you, Rob, mentioned, engineers like must be invented by me. So we wanted to bring them in touch with that, and we wanted to bring them through the hurdle of migrating, some problems. Some people had access plans. They could be transferred as well. That wasn't too easy. So it took, but by this way, they get used to the new environment. And it's not everything is clear and done before, and they only had to work with their new project plans. Now it was a little bit taking the group. We had about 40 participants in that proof of concept phase. And we really involve them also by this little bit dirty daily work of migration. add-ons on that? Okay. So from my point of view, what was a little surprise for me that for Hilti, it was much more important to have discussions on the templates. So providing templates in this this way, and this is, of course, a very interesting aspect. I don't know how many locations do they have beside that nice little valley over there in the Alps.
Only in Liechtenstein, you mean?
No, outside Liechtenstein.
Would have to look into the slide that we had in there, okay. But really spent all over the world. Yeah,
okay.
Many.
So, for example, when I was working first with a project, most of the people had at least an email account, but working with a new template was sending that all over your organization, please from now on use this template for that and that. Making a change in a template was quite something to consider because you had to resend, then you were not sure if the people in South America really would work with that latest version or not, maybe with the attachment you want set. So quite funny all the time. This is in an online trivial, but it's in an online environment completely different. But Hilti ranked that very high, saying, okay, it's very cool. We can provide our standardized templates for the different product development projects, small, more enhancement product, and then big, really innovative new product development project. We can provide those templates. We can change it, and in an instance, it's available there, and we can make sure via this project online environment that everyone is using the most recent template. So for them, that was much more important and led to more discussion than, for example, some other customizations as well. What I told you, there are different possibilities to migrate or to take over your information. You have maybe in an early phase of a project like an Excel plan or a task list in SharePoint. Something to be added from your side?
No, fine.
So, yeah, resource management, of course, it was the first time that Hilti was working with a project database, so the project server in the back, which more or less automatically leads to a resource center. We had some discussion on how to represent the resources over there, and I'm pretty happy that we also have here, that's one of the strong recommendations, especially if you're going the very hard and very, very, very long, and I think never-ending road of resource management. So if you go in that road, then start pretty simple. I have seen big companies having month-long debates on how exactly they should define their skill representation, and a Java programmer with that seniority level and this language skills and so on. And I love this iterative approach, just starting maybe with two or three attributes, and then if that works, if everyone works with that, then you can augment. I think that's a good approach. And due to the restricted time, we said, hey, Hilti, we only have this one sprint of 2 weeks to get to the details, and let's not waste 2 weeks in 10 days discussion on how to represent the resources, and that's one of the interesting thing. Nevertheless, for Hilti, we got very strong, very positive feedback on the My Task view. So seeing all the tasks from different sources, different project plans was one of the most highly ranked features we discussed with them and what they are working right now.
Also, maybe one important thing to mention here for Hilti was also planning and doing the resource management for material resources. We're talking here of the first group that is using Project Online. It's the group is special machines manufacturing called, and they are working with production lines with several machines in there, and so they're we're really focused also on planning all these machines based on machine calendars and all that things.
Yeah. One side recommendation, sometimes you should look after the question or the problem when an answer is presented. When we saw the keynote today, I was surprised about the highly improved response rate and performance data we saw. And the question or the problem behind is that sometimes Project Online performance is not always in the way you would expect that. So this was also a good one to have that early testing and seeing, okay, how is Project Online responding in our net with all the sometimes very small capacities only in several countries. That was very useful. You can, in a very early stage, say, is this performance for us okay, or do we have to find another other measures? So please have this surprise in those discussions very early, and then you can take appropriate measures on that. But it's one of you shouldn't have this kind of surprise by the end of an implementation. So that was important. And we learned it's getting better. There were some things which took quite a while. On the average, it was more than sufficient for Hilti. But if you have that in your own environment, have a check on those performance data. Okay, so it's I think what we said so far. Everything is shining in that deep Hilti red. So much more isn't to do with normal or affordable measures here in Project Online. But for them, that was pretty sufficient. They saw their corporate characters, their corporate color, their layout, their template, and that was enough to do to please all those engineers. And they didn't. Could get more fancier things, and I think it's good that this discussion was not there. So very straight forward. But we got feedback saying, okay, for us it's sufficient. But if you're thinking on Project Online, as for example a PMO head, you should be pretty aware of what are the possibilities for customization, because we have always customers saying, okay, we can do with that, start with that what is out of the box of Project Online, and then being in an old world and thinking, and if it's not sufficient, then we will do some add-on programming and so on. And that is more or less not possible, and you have to be very clear, is that enough for you and your organization, or are you expecting some surprises, and make this decision very early. And then as a PMO, for example, be very strict to your team saying, hey, that's it. It's on a take it or leave it basis, but we are not having a big debate on how many millions we are going to spend into individual add-on programming to that. No, especially add-on features. So design is, I think from a personal view, it's sufficient. So like the colors and the styles and the fonts and so on, the templates, for example, that's all at hand. But if it's on, for example, very dedicated workflows and so on, that is there is a simple mechanism behind. There are some preset workflows, but if it comes to really complicated, heavy demanding workflows, then that's not the right environment. So, for example, permission rights is one of the aspects. There's, as Adrian told us, there's a dedicated set of permission rights. I'm not sure if that would work for Ingersoll Rand. We were in discussion about that. I think we ended up saying, okay, we could have done that, but we are happy that we have now more possibilities in the on-prem version. That's, for example, one.
I mean, compared to on-premise technology, you always have to keep in mind that Microsoft somehow, of course, has to assure the quality, the performance, etc. So you cannot put every custom code on that platform. You have this quality process that every custom solution need to get approved as an app that can be installed and downloaded then via the marketplace here. So it's another process of providing add-on products, let's say. One of the, I mentioned 95% is the same functionality as you get with the on-premise solution. These 5% here comes, for example, from the reporting engine. It's working differently here. And So if you have huge requirements, very specific reports with huge data that is needed, then it could possibly lead to a performance that is not sufficient for you because you have too much interaction with all the database in the background, simply because you have to go another way, technology from a technology point of view. So reporting is mm-hmm. also one yeah. thing that you should really have a close look on when starting to implement Project Online. For most of our customers and clients, it's absolutely sufficient, would be fine. If you have special needs over there, then keep an close eye on that.
Typically, the bigger the company is, the more intense this kind of discussion gets. We often start in environments where they're saying, hey, this is how our management reports look like. We designed those Excel reports over the last 10 years, and we want to exactly have that one-on-one in this environment. And then sometimes that's not working. Okay, project portfolio, interesting here to learn that that's the other side of what I was telling you on those part-time project managers, though a good experience for them was that in this one repository you could have this very small projects, only several tasks, maybe not even a schedule in the beginning, just more a task list, what we call the light weight projects, and that in the portfolio combined with a serious adult project, so what they call the enterprise project, where you have all the resources behind and maybe your budgeting and so on. But for them, what's an interesting experience in the first time to have all those, what's happening in small and big projects in one place and having one reporting over that all. I think the portfolio was one of the sprints, right?
Portfolio, the whole topic portfolio, getting an overview of the project landscape was one of the sprints. And there it was absolutely great for them to get to this point to really see what is going on right now. And of course, it's just out-of-the-box features, as all of that, what we provided for them there. Right?
Okay. Yeah, so we're pretty coming to the end on what we wanted to present here. I think several conclusions I presented already earlier. So handling with that restriction, making very clear what is the online experience about, seeing that as an advantage. And if your organization is not fitting to that approach, you don't even have to start with. Exception would be if you are using Project Online as a test environment, for example, if you are migrating from 2010 to 2013 or having a proof of concept or maybe even having what I will be talking about tomorrow. A very interesting thing, I don't know if Hilti has discussed that, but is working with external partners. So in former times or working only with Project On-Prem, and trying to hook up to external parties, other organizations, vendors or engineering companies or whatever, is very hard. Of course, with Project Online, that's much easier to do. And we have customers working on premise, and they decided for two large programs to work with Project Online due to the fact that they can interact with their partners and with their subcontractors. So that is one interesting use case you wouldn't think about with a project on-premise. Another thing which made it also quite affordable this way is if it's an online experience, use also the online experience for your workshops, for your trainings. We had link-based trainings also on that tool, so that was pretty consistent and, of course, reduced all the travel efforts and so on. We decided at least to have those two on-site workshops to have a more personalized discussion, to bring the people together and really see are there some critical points. But for the rest, after this was launched, we could stay to that online environment. I think this, was one of the first customers where we did this iterative kind of agile style
approach for testing. I was surprised how many new aspects to be tested came in due to that sprint approach. So absolutely, we wouldn't have started with the complete mind map you saw there in the beginning, and we throw away some other topics. We wanted to test the infrastructure more in detail, and we skipped that and prioritized, I think, to the resource management. And there were some interesting surprises in that, and I only can encourage you to do so in this iterative approach for especially the early phases. Yeah, so basically, and this was the other topic, the hottest concern of Hilti really was the price, or even more the price model. So what to do with those part-time project managers, how to solve that question. And Microsoft has now done a big step into that direction. I think a lot of business cases will look pretty different right now if you have that new Project Light option into your calculation. So this is great, but was a big blocking point where there were some executive talks between Microsoft and Hilti on that, as several persons in the room know. Yeah, so that's pretty it. So, pardon me? Yeah, so they decided for a stepwise approach, so they didn't buy it into that to have some more possibilities to argue with Microsoft. They started with several hundreds of those project managers, and for the others it was in negotiation, but I'm pretty convinced with the new aspect they're happy. So, yes, please.
Mm-hmm. I suppose the support and maintenance is quite minimal. So
yeah, it's very lean.
Yeah, it's very, very lean, and that's really really one of the most attractive sides of this. Kind of
yeah, so absolutely.
How does it look in Hilti now? How many people are supporting it, and how many people are in PMO office?
Do you know that by number? I had something like 5 people in the PMO.
Yeah, something like that. And of course, the maintaining the application from a process point of view, of course, there's very much process knowledge needed to provide a good support for the project managers. And this is also a responsibility of the PMO, as you mentioned,
so
around 5 people.
So typically, we would have a split up between technical support in the IT and more PM support out of the PMO. In this environment, it's completely in the PMO, so there's nothing to do too specialized. So,
It's also a major advantage to really reduce the operational cost, because as it's not only the infrastructure that need to be up and running all the time, and as I said, process knowledge that is needed and methodology that is needed, how project management is done within Hilti, etc. All these questions come to the project management office. This is also a big advantage that you have here with this solution then.
Yes, please. Like something like before and now, so the comparison, or no? Yeah, but it's completely in the online, so he uses Project Pro in online. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they skipped they had to manually take their old plans from the desktop, and then from that moment on, they stood in the online environment. So they had Project Pro online as well. No, it was a matter of dedication. Hilti was pure on that online workplace, and they said, okay, no compromises. We just go 100% in the online environment, and we want also to do the project client being here. But I don't know, did we have feedback on what changed? So the client doesn't look too different. So, I mean, you are in the browser, but there are not too many.
Well, it's also, of course, a matter of how much functionality do you need to use for your project and how how good your experience already is of using project client. There were several project managers that were using the project client streamed from the cloud. But these are really not the part-time project managers. Mm-hmm. We were talking about just before. These are only using the functionality in the web browser. For the bigger project and the more experienced project managers really use the project client. Then I don't know exactly how many percent of the project managers are the more experienced that are using the project client, but they have small projects with up to 3 months of duration. For that, you can simply use the web browser, but then you have larger projects, the most, don't know, risky projects or where a lot of budget is in there, and you need other steering methods as well, and then you take the Project Pro stream from the cloud where you have all the functionality that you have in there.
Some last orders for the questions.
This was one of the discussions, and finally, at least for Hilti, we found out that their usage pattern is so that they can't deactivate the licenses. So we were thinking about maybe he does the subscription for 3 months and he stops for 2 months, but it's a little bit pity, but he has to have 2-3 times a month access, at least if he's not in this project management phase. But he has to do some alignments, some reporting maybe. So he needs the full-blown license over the whole time, and there was not dropping in, dropping out. This, we discussed that, but that was not feasible with their usage pattern. Mm-hmm. On basis of project online, or on basis of
I think it's here it was reporting. It's quite common that at the reports where all the data come together, and also the management need to be convinced with the nice reports that you need to have. It's quite common to have here the most part of the configuration. And so it was here the same. All the projects were migrated, all the project data is in there, the resource data is in there, and then getting out the reports saying, okay, where do we stand with our projects right now? It was related to resource capacity management, such reports, and the other one was about progress. How far are we in each of our project? And here you use OData, for example, more technically, the technology, how to retrieve the data, and then using Excel services technology, we did not use reporting services technology, but with Excel services technology, getting out some nice tables and diagrams. Well, Excel services, reporting services as well. If you have the knowledge in-house, it's you have the report builder as a client application to create and design.
Kind of a power user.
Yeah. Well, on the one hand side, you have some interactivity. You have Excel reports that are designed in a specific way, and there you can drill down or exclude several projects and so on. So you have some kind of interaction there. But if you want to have a complete new design, then you need some deeper knowledge of OData, of Excel services, reporting services. But as these technologies are not specific to project, if you have SharePoint, for example, in-house, then and you're using reports over there, then the same IT engineers can design such a report, or not. It's not real programming, but you have to be some kind of a power user for reporting. Yeah. But you don't need all the time, of course, a consultant from our side, unfortunately.
So, but we had two power users in the PMO, and then one guy from the IT who helped out if it was really serious on that. Due to the fact that they were already working with Office 365, there was some knowledge in the IT to do that. I think one of the topics was on more complex workflows. So we had some requirements, and it was not possible to have the complex workflows. You could do that with some additional software or standard products by Nintex and so on. But given their pure project online environment, this was not to be done. And we had some discussions. Some people were a little bit disappointed, but we agreed, okay, that's sufficient for the whole company. And in addition to what Adrian says, maybe it's because I'm, in general, a quite optimistic one, but there's a potential and an opportunity in the restrictions on that reporting as well. So especially, once again, if I look to larger organizations, you see a lot of creativity and a lot of effort and a lot of hours, so a lot of dollars going into very specialized reporting, sometimes for one project. So there are some gurus, and they're making it nicer and nicer, like an artist, new versions suited maybe for the museum. But if we look from a business case point of view, is it really justified that we spend so many hours in that different reportings and so on? And with this, it's simply not possible. So that's another way to put it, of course. And when there are strict requirements, then it's a pity. But see it from that perspective. And it's a very personal remark, but I think very often project management is not something everybody has waited for. And it's for them administration, it's add-on work, and so on. And people, organizations, PMO, for example, try to fulfill every wish of the project management community to make them working with a tool. And I can understand that, but it's, from a business case point of view, maybe not the most intelligent thing to do, or the most profitable thing to do, and reduce a little bit that creativity, especially in an engineering environment, might be a good step. And we could say, oh, we would like to do that, but the project tool itself is a little bit restricted, so we can't do that. And then they said, oh, well, that's a pity. Let's go to the next topic. And they never asked for that a second time. We used Nintex and other for other customers, not here. They really wanted to say, no, let's start with Project Online. And the IT even did not announce that they're going to use that. I don't know what their future plans are right now. But maybe they will work with Nintex, but here they excluded that. Yeah, so far, a little kind of colloquium style in this small round. Of some last order questions, or yes, please. Pardon me? Oh, this is a pretty small number. So if I weight that by users, then it's, I think, less than 10%. So, of course, you see that more in the small and medium business. It's more interesting for them, and it scales better for them. It's more attractive to have not that discussions. The big organizations, sometimes with their higher security debates and this kind of thing, they're a little bit reluctant. So, for the time being, it's really the beginning of the journey.
But we had a lot of customers that decided for going for a proof of concept with Project Online, as you are really fast. You don't have to involve, for example, the IT department, ordering hardware or virtual machines, etc. It's really by a push of a button, the environment is there, and you can directly talk with the business and configure it in that way. They would like to use it, and you don't have to spend already licenses. I guess there's also the 3-month demo and duration available, demo time frame available. So without paying any license costs, without paying any infrastructure costs, it's you're really fast and cheap.
But another personal statement, I think everyone is looking, what's my neighbor doing? So is he already online or not? Maybe I should wait. And who's doing the first experiences and so on? So it's everyone. I know that, for example, we are working with the big car makers in Germany. So BMW is looking, what is Daimler-Benz doing? And there, just everyone is waiting. And or the pharmaceutical industry, it's the same. So. But this will come, and an interesting thing is the role of apps. So I think there are two ways which can come over. One is that companies start, and that's on the customization thing, that they start to order custom-made apps, so that they order apps for example, dedicated reporting purposes. The other way would be that there's a competition between a lot of apps, maybe quite similar. Then you have for milestone trend analysis, 3 or 4 apps available, and just what's fitting your needs the most. So I don't know, maybe it's going to be a mix. Definitely the market's going up in those custom-made and specific ordered and made apps. That's something which is coming. So. Let's see what happens. Maybe that's also part on when will it change that percentage? And I think that's one of the reasons Microsoft is very engaged in promoting the app story. Then they're knowing if this is available, then it's more attractive for the end users. The door is open. Yeah. Okay. Now it was so interesting, Luca.
Okay.
So, yeah, just a few issues shifting back and maybe later on. Yeah. Maybe there are some options coming up which are more on the security level, make it more clear. Even it's still a multi-tenant architecture, but technically wise, it's more isolated. Let's say that.
Yeah. And from, for example, some big multinational companies, dress yourself very warm, please. As always, it's an NDA session. No, but what I see is that, for example, with Siemens or with Daimler, we have the discussions. They have so many potential users that they're thinking on providing a service like Project Online by themselves, so in a private cloud and environment by themselves. And even if Microsoft has decided not to go this way, not in the moment, then you have a lot of outsourcing companies, of course, like T-Systems or whatever, CSC, who are providing this kind of services as a private cloud service. Okay. Thank you very much. Yeah, it was a fancy session. Thank you.